a translation of a Le by the medieval poetess Marie of France. The knight Eliduc is slandered before the King of Brittany. He leaves to serve at the court of the King of England. Eliduc falls in love with a princess, daughter of King Gilliadun. He loves her too, but is tormented by the fact that he has a wife. The King of Brittany calls Eliduc back. The princess declares that, if he does not return, she will kill herself. At home, Eliduc is gloomy. He returns to England and takes the princess away in a ship. A storm rises, and one sailor accuses Eliduc of bigamy. The princess learns of her lover's wife and drops dead. Eliduc thinks she is dead, leaves her in a chapel near his castle, goes there every day and wails. One day his wife follows him. She discovered Gilliadun, and gave her a magic herb. The beauty came to life. The knight's wife leaves for a monastery so as not to disturb the lovers. Gilliadun and Eliduc marry, and when they are old they also give themselves to God. Gilliadun goes to the same monastery as Eliduc's wife.